Hello, 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 everyone. How are you? Hope you're having an incredible, incredible day, and may peace be upon you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for watching the show with me, your host, Dr. Iziha Jamil. And today I have the fabulous, the gorgeous, the inspiring Emmy Bagnelli, who is a business and money coach, and she specializes in helping women to make six figures or more. And she's also a number one international best-selling author of the book, Corporate Dropouts. Amy, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here today and to dive into all of the juicy content that we have prepared for your listeners.
Absolutely. And Amy and I, we've known each other for a few months now, and there's something that clicks between us, like between Amy and I, there's something that clicks, whether it's the synergy, whether it's the connection, the collaboration, there's something that, and since then we've gone to various different projects and collaborations together, and she is just someone who I admire and respect. And Amy thinks big, not just big, but she thinks about abundance. She thinks about, there's a million client for you, there's a million client for me, and that's okay. Like, rather than no, like keep everything to me and everything. She is the true essence of abundance. And that's what I want to talk to Amy about and hashing it out. Three ways to six figures. And we're really gonna be honest about things. It's a straight talk, simplicity, without the bells and the whistles and the pom-pom or the fairy magic. It is the reality of things. So Amy, let's touch base about how you build your business, because something that you've done to build your business as well, because talk is cheap, but you are someone who walks the walk. You've told me earlier that you just starting a mailing list, which shows that you don't need a mailing list. You build a six-figure, multi-six-figure without any funnels, without any all the fancy or not even paid advertising. Amy doesn't have any Facebook ads or Insta ads. It's totally organic. And let's talk about this bells and whistle, just that kind of like people are thinking about.
Yeah, so it's so interesting. This is a topic that I'm super passionate about because, you know, women come to me when they're ready to make six figures and beyond, and they think that they need all the fancy stuff in order to achieve this. So they think that they need funnels. They think that they need email marketing. They think that they need ads, right? And to be quite honest, all of these things not only cost money to invest in, but they're kind of complicated to figure out, especially if you're trying to do it yourself versus outsourcing or hiring someone else to do it. And so those things are great. I don't want to bash those things, but what I do want to say is they're not needed to scale to your first six figures, and honestly, even multiple six figures. And this is a conversation that I don't feel like a lot of people are having because, you know, they're trying to latch on to the new shiny thing, whatever that might be, a new platform, a new this, a new that. And honestly, it can become really stressful and it can become overwhelming. And if you are not yet generating revenue in your business, though, that's not the places that you should start. And also, I want to throw in a website too, because that's a really common one. Oh, I need a flashy website. And I'm going to spend, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 to get this created. And it's like, I so rarely use my website. I don't use it. That's not how I'm building. So there's something really powerful in building organically when you allow yourself to stick with and create the basics before starting to, you know, broaden and branch out to those other things.
Absolutely. And this is the basic that we want you to, well, I'm going to extract it from Amy in this conversation based on how she has built her business, her six figures and multi-six figure business. And it really isn't about the bells and whistles. It really isn't. And I've got colleagues who spend 20, 30,000 on ads and it's just gone, no client. And that is a lot of money. It's a quarter, at least a third or 30% of 100K of six figures. So Amy, when you first started and building the six figures and beyond, and before that, I just wanted to touch base, why do women fall into this trap, into this bells and whistle, and yet they're so scared of the fundamentals? Because I believe the industry has been tarnished with lies or with a different perspective that isn't the truth. So why do women fall into this trap, and how can they at least bring the awareness to see, hang on a minute, this is may not be what I need at the moment?
I think that women, and again, I have almost fallen into this trap a few times as well. So I'm not even immune to this, you know?
Yes.
And it's simply the shiny marketing. It's the gurus mm-hmm. out there that are saying you need a funnel in order to create success, right? You mm-hmm. need an email marketing set up in order to grow your email list and to, you know, have success. So I really think that, and I'm speaking more personally here, but for yes. me, it's really being able to come back and align myself of, is this aligned with my current vision, right? Mm-hmm. Do I need to have email marketing? Because the sad reality is we are going to continue being inundated with these people that are, you know, essentially selling the shiny things, right? That's how they're making their money. And so for us, and this is something I've, again, had to learn the hard way sometimes yeah. along my journey. I haven't been perfect with it. I've gotten off course of, the bells and whistles, right? Oh, yes. Let me try this thing. And not only did I end up wasting money, which is really common, to be honest, mm-hmm. I wasted time. And time is the one resource that we can't get back. And so I look back and I just have so much love and compassion for myself because, you know, I allowed myself to fall in the trap. So I think we have to kind of give ourselves some grace because we are falling into it because it's being shown so blatantly at every turn, every stop, every click, every scroll. Yes. But I think it's important to tune into ourselves, right? And to mm-hmm. just kind of like have a little heart-to-heart conversation with us of like, is this where I really need to be in my business right now, right? Is this thing mm-hmm. going to help me get to my very next goal? Because again, a lot of this stuff is for people who have already hit six figures, multi-six figures, and then they can look on adding in some bells and whistles, but that's just not needed in the beginning.
Absolutely. It's not needed. It's nice things to have. Absolutely. Can it make your life easier? Probably. But let's break down the fundamentals that if you do master this thing, no matter at what stage of the business you are, whether you're a newbie, whether you're more established, whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur, no matter where you are, if you do master these three, four things that Amy is going to be hashing out, you will have a very, very, very strong business. And even if it crumbles down, you master, you get back up again and make things better with these three fundamentals, you're going to be so ahead of the other people in your industry. So Amy, let's first talk about the first thing that they do need to have. It doesn't have to be in order, but what is the one way or one thing that they do need to have to hit six figures or more?
Yeah, so this has been my favorite topic of conversation lately. And that is to have a signature offer that mm-hmm. you are known for. And so again, I feel so controversial lately, but there's a lot of people out there saying, oh, you need multiple offers and you need multiple offers at different price points. And again, this is one of the traps that I fell into. And what mm-hmm. happened is I ended up burning myself out. And because I was constantly creating, and then just about the time I had, you know, one offer created, it was like, oh, but now you need another one at another level, right? Whether it was like, you know, you have your low offers, your middle offers, your high offers, your real high offers. And so it just left me always creating, right? And never actually like gaining traction in any one of my offers. So anyone who's starting out, or even if you've been on your journey for a while, but you haven't yet hit that magical six figures in a year, then honestly, it's about going back to the basics. And that's having a signature offer that people know you for. So that looks like niching down. So again, it's back to the basics. It's not the shiny things, but this is what's going to help you get money again and again and again. So, you know, refining your ideal client, who are you helping? What are you helping them with? And how are you helping them, right? So that's kind of your signature sauce. And this is how you get to create a signature offer based on those three questions, right? Who are you helping? What are you helping them with? And how are you helping them with it? Which is, again, kind of your signature process. Yes. And then from there, you create content around that, right? And you create one signature paid offer. And the beautiful thing is that this can grow and evolve with you. So you can add new material. And then each time you add new material, guess what? You can bump the price up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then maybe you get some guest speakers in there. And, you know, guess what? Now it has more value. So I think that there's this misconception that one offer is going to box you in, or one offer is going to, you know, you're not going to be able to make a lot of money from it. And that's just not the case, because it's going to be able to grow with you.
Yes, and growing with you. And you, I love the way you say it's the simplicity, the one thing, right? Because for example, like my children, if I take away all their choices, I know some parents are cringing, what kind of parenting is that? But if I take away, they want to be this, my son abroad wants to be an NHL player, hockey player. If I take away all these other choices, what are the chances of him becoming a hockey player? Very, 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 very likely. And the same what Amy is saying, start with one, take all the things that are heavy on it, take it off, just one. Because I've tested it myself, Amy, I give them options and then they got confused. Is it that one or that one? I'm like, okay, darling, you're starting off. It's this one, that one. Yeah, that one, just that one. And then we'll go for the next one. But this is the starting off. Now, can you give us a few ingredients on how the listeners can craft their offer? What does it need to have? Does it need to have like a top, a head, if you're drawing, or is it wearing a skirt, or what does it need to have apart from the price point? And again, the price point is also something that can be, it takes skills to start with a particular price point to price it well. So tell us a few things that's gonna start the people off on creating their signature offer.
Yeah, so I would say if we were putting this in like a 1, 2, 3, like chronological order, one, you're going to get clear on your ideal client, which we talked about. So the who you help, how you help them, and or what you help them with and how you help them. That's step one. From there, you're going to start mapping out, okay, what is my secret sauce? How am I helping this person get from A to B? And so I usually use weight loss examples for this, right? Just because we can all identify with that. Yes. Right. So, and that is not my business, but I just feel like a lot of people can relate. So if your client is currently wanting to lose 10 pounds and you know exactly what to do, what to teach them, what to share with them to help them lose that 10 pounds, step two is where you write all of that out, right? So it might be, you know, we're going to have you on a specific eating regimen, right? That's thing number one. I'm making this up, by the way. Thing number two is a strategic or specific work, or like, working out. I mean, that was right. So we've got specific meal plans, specific body movements, right? And then maybe it's mindset, right? Maybe those are the three key things that you want to share and teach with them that you know if they follow it and if they're true to it, that's going to help them lose the 10 pounds, right? So this becomes your secret sauce because everybody, again, even me, I help women, you know, create six figures. There are so many other coaches that are doing that, but what differentiates us is the way that I'm going to help you do it is going to be different than how other coaches, right? So other coaches might say, we need to get your email marketing up, right? We need to get funnels come, you know, bring in those bells and whistles, where I am somebody who's like, you know, I have a different signature process. So that's step number two. Once you kind of allow yourself to brainstorm, what are all the things you want to teach and share with them to help them, you know, get the result that they're after, then we can really start to look at, you know, the tangible things. So that means, you know, how do I want to deliver this? Do I want to pre-record it? Do I want it for a group, which I highly recommend? Or do I want it, you know, one-on-one? Like, really start to think about what do you want this to look like? And I'll just share that what I like to teach my clients is to create a group program that has elements of pre-recorded content. So going back to our weight loss example, you can pre-record yourself sharing your workout tips, right? So maybe you're doing like demonstrations that then becomes, you know, content and material that they can plug into and watch again and again as often as they need. So having pre-recorded content and then an element of live support. And so that usually looks like, you know, weekly calls or monthly calls with everybody in the group. And again, a lot of people, I feel like they're either just doing only live or they're only doing pre-recorded. And there's this beautiful thing that happens when you, it's like a hybrid, you allow people to have both. So one, figure out your ideal client. Two, start to map out your signature process. And again, you don't have to know every single thing, but you're going to kind of have like the broad categories of what you're going to do to help them get their result. And then from there, you can really start to either put it into either pre-recorded videos or workbooks if you're, if it's more like written stuff. And then it'll start coming together. Then you name it and then you price it and then you figure out what bonuses or, you know, extras you want to include to entice people.
That is like a beautiful step, something clear, something simple. And I love what you said about, you may not need to know everything because you probably don't know everything the same like you and me, but at least if you can take one part that you know and start from there and run with it. Because the way I see people or even myself, I just need that one thing and I can run with it. And from there, then I can change it, tweak it. Just like you said, you can add it, you can build it, you can figure out the bonuses, you can figure out the content of the guest speaker. But it really does start from one thing and one thing only. I remember when I first started, Amy, I just like had it on Word and then PDF, like, this is what I have. And I just had and then I figure out, and when they say yes, then I have to figure out how I'm going to get, like, take the payment, right? Then I figure out how to take the payment and everything. So, and if that's okay, you don't have to have everything all set up. That's why Amy is here, to let you know, like, she's trailblazed so many paths, she's lost some money, she made some money, she's gone through that journey. So she can figure out a way to simplify things for you. So I love that part. Your signature is actually huge. Signature offer is actually huge, more than that. But I think that is like a teaser for everybody to know those are the fundamentals, who you're speaking to, what are you offering, and then the vessel or the capacity or the deliverables that you're offering it. Even if you don't know, just like Amy said, go on a group coaching or something, if anything, just do a group coaching, which is spot on. So now we know the first one is signature talk, signature offer. What is the second way that people need to have as part of the fundamental to build or to scale to six figures and more?
Yes. So the second thing is really what I call goal mapping. Mm-hmm. And so what, because again, women come to me and one of the first things we do is we're identifying how much money is it that you want to make, right? Sometimes it's six figures, sometimes it's multiple six figures, but what a goal mapping session looks like is identifying your numbers. So for this, we'll just say six figures. So $100,000.
Yes.
And then we want to back into that. And so this kind of goes hand in hand with the pricing of our signature offers. So this is where we really start to look at the numbers. And if I'm being honest, I think a lot of women shy away from this part. Mm. And for me, it's one of my favorite parts because it actually helps me create believability and confidence that I can actually do it. Because sometimes, you know, when we're talking about bigger numbers, it can feel almost impossible, right? Like, how am I going to make six figures? This doesn't feel possible. And so what I like to do with goal mapping, actually, I'm going to bring out my calculator for this so that we can do it in real time.
Thank God, my brain is fried now, Amy.
I'm not even going to try to do this on the fly.
Yes.
So if we are thinking about $100,000, okay, and this is over the course of a year, let's say, again, for easy math, that your signature offer that, again, we talked about how to create that in step one, let's say that that's $2,000. That's a pretty average price for a hybrid group program. So let's say your signature offer is $2,000. You would need to sell 50 spots into this signature program, which still might sound like a lot. So let's break that down even more. Let's break, this is why I love this so much. Let's break that 50 and we're going to break that into 12 because there's 12 months in a year. You only need to sell 4 spots a month.
Yeah, a month. Like once a week, roughly. Like you work for one day and then you rest for 5 days and then the weekend.
I mean, it gives me goosebumps. Like this is the part that I love so much because again, six figures, $100,000, however you refer to it, it can feel like a lot. Absolutely. Mm. And it, especially if you've never made that before, it feels even more off, but you start to do this goal mapping, right? And you work backwards. And again, you can interchange the numbers, right? If your program's $1,000, obviously you're going to need to sell a little bit more. If your program is $3,000 or your signature offer, you're going to need to sell even less. But again, a really average amount, I think it's usually like around the 2000 mark.
Correct.
So that's 4 people a month. Can you get 4 people a month into your signature offer by organically, no bells and whistles, sharing about what it is, who it's for, how it's going to help them, right? And of course, you know, you can get fancy and do like live masterclasses or live challenges. Absolutely. But 4 people, that's it.
Absolutely. And it's just the simplicity of it. One per week. There's some weeks you're not going to make any, but some weeks you're going to make more and some weeks you're going to take one. And that's okay. If you just focus on helping, serving one client a week, then that's already like your job is done for the, like I said, you work for one day and then for the rest of 4 or 5 days, you can chill and then you work again. And I love that you use the 2K because a lot of the time people use 10K, which is in the simplicity of math, but then it can be a big number. It can be scary to do a 10K offer. Like I remember who I was before, like even like a 3K was like 3K, like I couldn't like say it, right? Let alone 5 or 10. Because they're like, oh, if you just have one 10K client per month within, 10 months, you're already a six figure. But then it's not always that easy because 10K clients are different from 2K clients, but 2K is almost doable, almost average, is something that people are familiar with. So having that step of goal mapping basically is breaking it down, right, Amy? Breaking it down the numbers of how, first of all, what number do you want? Like, what is your goal? Is it 100K, 150, 120, whatever that number looks like? And what is the number that you want to comfortably sell it with? Now, quick question for you, Amy. If someone who hasn't sold a high ticket, so let's say their average is 1,000, and then suddenly they want to go to 10K, that's a big jump, that's 10X. What would you recommend to them? Like, obviously anything is possible, but what would you recommend to them? Because I was taught that you ease into the number and building the confidence. Grant Cardone is like 10X everything, like 10X. So what would you recommend to that as part of them challenging themselves, being courageous, putting them out there, as well as making sure that they have the capacity to handle the 10K. So what would be your advice from, let's say they want starting with 1K and then jumping to 10K?
I like this question because, again, a lot of people do, right? They're either afraid and kind of staying in that lower 1,000 range, or mm-hmm. they're like, okay, I'm ready to get into the big leagues. Like, what do mm-hmm. I do? I think there's a couple of things here because let me back up. The first thing is that you have belief in your offer. And so mm-hmm. what I mean by that is if you're sitting there saying the investment for this offer is $10,000, do you without a shadow of a doubt know that if they, because obviously there's a lot of responsibility on the client, right? Are they going to watch the calls? Are they going to, you know, be coachable? But mm-hmm. let's say that you have an ideal client and they're ready and willing to do all the work without a shadow and a doubt. Do you know that your program is going to help them get their result? Mm-hmm. And do you have the belief in that, right? Because mm-hmm. a lot of times until we've ran the signature offer a few times, or until we've had, you know, people come through it and go through it a few times, it's hard to honestly have that belief sometimes, because it's just kind of like, this is just what I, you know, maybe worked for me, or this is something that I think is going to help you. So first and foremost, the belief. And if you have the belief mm-hmm. there, and like nobody can shake you on that. And what I mean by that is if somebody were to question you, right? Like, wow, mm-hmm. really $10,000?
Yeah.
You wouldn't even flinch, because you would just be like, that is what it is. And either it's for you or it's not. Mm-hmm. If you have that kind of posture around it, then okay, try it, right? Like there's no harm in trying and throwing yes. it out there. Why not?
Absolutely. Why not? Right? Just go for it. Whatever it is that you land, and then you learn along the way, or you learned, or maybe not that this particular type of people, but it is this type of people that are willing to do the work. Or people, this kind of people who are wanting to like have a different game or different price band or different income level. That's what I wanted to say. So go for it. And the last thing Amy and I want is to say, no, this is the only way to do it. But actually go for it. Believe in yourself is the foremost thing. If you believe in yourself that you can be anything, then you can. I remember, who's that runner, Amy, the Olympic, Usain Bolt, right? So Usain Bolt, he is 100 meter runner, 9 times Olympic gold medalist. That's what he started with. That's what his goal, his dream. There was a point in his career where he got injured, the leg or something, he got injured. And people were like, no, he's not going to make it. Like, he's not going to make it. And then he went and smashed the record, and then he said in the interview, do you think I can't do this? Do you think it's this? But now who's the best? Who's number one? And then, you know, he does that pose, right? But that is the belief in himself, and everybody tells him he can't. When even his body is kind of like in the healing process. But if, when you have that, you're unshakable, like you can move forward. So I love that you're like, go for it, like give it a go. And then obviously there's refinement, and then we can make it better or whatever it is. That's how dreams come true.
Yeah, so, and I have one more thing to add to that. Yeah. Is that okay?
Go ahead.
So if you are somebody who wants to make a quantum leap, right? If you want to go mm-hmm. from like 1,000 to 10,000, and you have the belief there, or you're working on getting the belief, my another suggestion or tip that I would say is have your result so crystal clear in your mind, because people are willing to pay for that, right? So if it's just kind of like a vague, almost like the more specific you can be, the more likely mm-hmm. you're going to sell it. Because if you're like, hey, come join my program, it's $10,000, you're going to lose weight, right? It's like, okay, that's kind of vague. Like, I don't really know. But if you're like, hey, I've got this program, it's $10,000. When you invest in it and when you follow along, you're going to learn how to lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's like, you're exchanging the money for that result. And it's so specific. So then it's almost hard to put a price tag on that, right? Because it's like, well, what's the weight loss worth to you, right? Is it worth mm-hmm. being able to be interactive with your kids, right? Is it worth being able to have confidence to show up for your business, right? And so mm-hmm. when you can have a really, really specific, tangible result that people are clear that they're going to get when they buy, again, with the caveat that they do their side of the work as well, people are willing to pay for that. And they're willing to pay pretty high dollars sometimes if they want that result bad enough and if it's clear.
Wonderful. And coming back quickly to the signature offer, do you feel that when the more specific, the more tangible, the clearer the offer is, the more price tag that you can put on there, and the more people are willing to, like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to say yes to that. Do you feel that it's going to help when you have the clarity and basically when it's vague, like you say, I'm going to lose weight. Okay, like, how am I going to lose weight? Like, how long? What do I have to do? So in your experience when helping in building your business, helping other women, do you see the difference between signature offer that have all the compelling factors or signature offer that are vague?
The ones that are more specific do the better. And let me give you another real world example. So mm-hmm. if we are going to a general doctor, right, mm-hmm. let's say they're charging $100 an hour for just like a general doctor. But if we want to go to a specialist, right, whether it's, you know, whatever that specialist is, let's say an orthopedic specialist, they're not charging $100 an hour. They're charging mm-hmm. more. So, and this is like one of the biggest hangups my clients and women tend to have, is they want to be general for, we could do a whole different training on why they think that that's the best. They want, it's really hard for them. They think that it's better to be general. And the women that do that, right, it's like they have different results than the women who are like, okay, I get it. I get the importance of zeroing in and being so specific in that result. So to answer your question, yeah, the ones who are more specific, they do better, and they can charge higher ticket, more money for it, because it's considered more of like a specialized offer versus just mm-hmm. like a general, you know, education course.
Absolutely. And the more specialized, the more specific, the more clear, the more tangible, as well as the first thing that you say in the signature offer, that it comes together with the right market. Because for example, my work, Media and Publicity, if I were to offer it to a newbie, it's going to be a little bit, maybe not their cup of tea yet because they're starting up, but more so for established people. So you just got to know the fit for that. Again, Amy can help you with that in figuring those things out. Let's wrap up with the final method or the final ingredient that you need to have to hit six figures or more. I always want to say more, right? Because it's not the end. Like six figures is like the end, six figures and more. So what's the final ingredient?
That it's so funny though, because I always say and beyond. I always say six figures and beyond, because we're going beyond that. So the final thing that I would really share is really money mindset related. Mm-hmm. And I know that this is kind of a buzz thing and more people are talking about it now, which is great. I'm actually excited that more people are kind of bringing awareness to this now, but what this can look like. So if we rewind, as you're working through your signature offer, right, you're creating it. Obviously you're going to have to start promoting it. You've done your goal mapping. You understand that, you know, how many people you need to be attracting in weekly, monthly, all the things. Naturally, because we're human, shocker, but things are going to come up, right? And so these are, a lot of people refer to these as limiting beliefs, you know? So things are going to come up like, you're crazy, like you can't do this. Or, you know, let's say you don't bring somebody in 1 week, you know, then it's like, it's so funny in entrepreneurship, how it can go from like 100 to 0 really quick. Like you can be having like the best week ever, right? And maybe you brought in like 2 or 3 new people. And then maybe the next week, it's very ebb and flow, but people don't tell us this. So then when it happens, we're like, no, everything is crashing. Like my business is failing. And so in those moments, it's really comes back to a really strong, unshakable belief and money mindset. So really feeling like I'm the type of woman who makes six figures and beyond, right? Because we got to add that in.
Yes, and more. Yes.
Yes, and more. And it's almost like, to add on to the money mindset, it's almost like this identity piece, because if you don't feel like you're the type of businesswoman or just woman in general who's generating that kind of income, that can really mess with your, again, the belief and yourself and your offer and the confidence. And so you know this, but one of my favorite like kind of ninja secret tips to really work through that is to do some tapping in real time to help you kind of shift and process any yucky limiting stuff that's coming up. And so that's what I would share with the listeners, is that have a practice that helps you work through that stuff when it comes up, because it's going to come up. And I wish more people normalize this, but a lot of coaches and, you know, gurus are like, no, everything's perfect and you're going to make money every day. And, you know, you're just going to 10X all the time. And it's like, okay, but what about the off days? What about the off weeks? Like we need some support built in during those times to help us get back to that unshakable belief and confidence.
Beautiful. And one of the things you taught me about tapping in our previous conversation is that just tell the truth. Just tell the truth of whatever it is that you're feeling that day, you know, and tap around it. Just tell the truth. And more often than not, it just helps to calm down the nervous system. Like for me, sometimes it made me feel sleepy because, you know, everything just so hyped up in that moment and then it just calms down. So it makes me sleepy. But just tell the truth, and also stepping into the identity, like whether it's quantum physics or anything. Like I remember when I wanted to be a TED speaker, I wasn't Ben yet, but I could see myself on stage. I could see the hijab I'm wearing. I could see the dress I'm wearing. I could see myself moving. I was holding the TED book. I was listening to the TED talk. I was doing this. I was hanging out with TED people. I could see, and that's what Amy is saying, like bring it to now. Even part of the essence, a small part of it, is going to help to kind of like, and one of the things that I feel, if you want to be a six-figure lady person, then you gotta be dressed apart. Like Amy is always so sharp in her appearance because she's already embracing that. And since I've known Amy, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna brush up my appearance now. So it's like bringing it together, you know, just presentable. It also makes you feel good about yourself, knowing this. So Amy, thank you so much for this conversation today. What a jam-packed essence for anybody to listen. And last question before you go, who would you rather have dinner with? Oprah Winfrey or Christina Aguilera?
Oh, Oprah. Oprah, hands down.
Oh my God, Oprah, absolutely. So Oprah is the queen of talk shows, so many gems. She's gone through many things in life. In her book, Heroes, Leaders and Legends, she said that none of the things that come to me are easy, none of it. I had to work for it. So hopefully that's a reminder for everybody that it's not always easy, but you do have to put in the effort for it. So Amy, what's your last word for today to kick off that six-figure and more container?
I would say believe in yourself. You can do this. You can do this. You've got this.
Wonderful. Believe in yourself. You've got this. It is done. Thank you so much, Amy McNally, for joining me today. And thank you for those who are listening and watching the show. This is your host, Dr. Izdihar Jamil. And Amy, where can people find you if they want to get in touch with you?
Yeah, so you can find me on Facebook. I have a free online community called Women Creating Wealth, because again, I'm all about helping you hit those six figures and beyond. And if you are more on Instagram, you can just find me at Coach Amy McNally.
Yeah, so at Coach Amy McNally. So thank you so much, Amy, for being here today. What a blessing it is. Thank you so much for everybody who are listening. This is your host once again, signing off, Dr. Izdihar Jamil. Tell yourself, yes, I can. And so it is done. Say bye, Amy.
Bye.